Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, indeed. 11 a.m. in the Southland on a live Imaging Tuesday. It has returned. Lit. On Travis and Sliwa. We announced earlier today our big Pickleball Madness tournament going to happen Saturday, March 18th, at ESPN's inaugural Pickleball Madness. Sign up right now with a partner. Oh, beautiful. I love that music so much. At ESPNLAPickleball.com. Entry fee is $50 per player. It includes an ESPNLA drawstring bag. A water bottle? Mm. Is that like a regular water bottle or an ESPN water bottle? I hope it's an ESPN one. Tournament t-shirt and lunch. Plus, you get Kirkland to press the flesh with us on a Saturday
Arrowhead
afternoon. And you could compete against Travis and Sliwa or producer Emily and producer Taylor if you make it through the 64. That's how it works. Now, I've never actually played pickleball.
Go, you two right now.
This is a Whammo pickleball racket.
Yes.
Yep. Is this the official ball?
It is.
Yeah, that's the official. It's a little heavier than regulation, but.
He's so full of crap.
So what, you just volley it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Sleep.
Jesus.
Listen, at least I didn't dump a bucket of water on you on a cold day.
We're working
on
things.
I forgot about that. We're working on
things.
About that.
Not me.
Has there ever been a more, I don't know. The bit on its head is like a funny bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when we don't run video and nobody else knows it's going to happen, and it's cold, and we work in a room full of electronics, not even talking about our own electronics.
I was going to say, did your stuff survive?
Still going.
All right.
Yeah, it's still going right now.
And you pick Slee, which could go either way. Slee could be really cool about it, or Slee, that could be the snap.
Yep.
You handled it.
You handled it amazingly.
Remarkably well. I would have handled it far differently and worse.
Sedano texted me because he was listening, and he said, I would have punched him. And I said, well, you wouldn't have, but.
Maybe not a punch, but there could have been a very aggressive reaction that Al did not have.
Well, here's the thing.
No profanity. I was surprised.
Here's the thing.
That actually is the most true statement, is if somebody poured, was it cold water?
No, it was actually.
Tepid.
Yeah, it was actually, if I could be completely honest, kind of the right temperature. Like if you're going to get
a random bucket of water poured on you.
Kind of the right temperature. This is the situation.
Yeah.
I don't know if John understands this or realizes it. I think he does. He's got something coming to him. He doesn't know when.
Right.
He doesn't know how. It's just that if you decide I'm going to pour water on one of my workmates, something's going to happen. And kind of the nice thing about this, just whenever it happens,
Do you remember the Family Guy bit? When Stewie collected the money from Brian, and he's, you know.
Don't have it.
Right, but remember Brian said he was going to get him back?
Right.
And it took years. They pulled it into an episode many years later, I think, and he threw Stewie in front of a bus or something. The point is you should just tease him like, hey, John, you know, do the fake little punch.
The pump fake.
Yeah, the pump fake.
You should pump fake him for a few years.
Even if I get fired, I will negotiate that I have a two-week window to still execute this.
For the enjoyment, you're not getting fired. You have the longest contract. Sliwa's got 9 years left on his deal around here. For the enjoyment of the audience, it should be done at a station event. And John Ireland, of course, the minute we mentioned pickleball, he said, oh, I'm out of town that weekend. We didn't even say the date. We're like, John, we planned it on a day where there's no Lakers game. No, I'm out of town. So that would mean, if we're doing the math, we might do a Masters type event, but that might not be with John included because he might be on the air. So that pushes to, and we're not ready to announce the date yet, for Mandy's 2.
Yeah.
Do you do retribution of some kind at Mandy's 2 on John? Because then he's got to sit in it the whole night.
So the case four is what you just said. You got to sit in it all night.
There's a big case against, too.
The case four is you got to sit in it and see how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in front of a huge group of
and
people.
And what if somebody snaps in all of this?
And
that could happen.
Then that ruins my night.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen.
The downside is it's too obvious. The downside is that it's expected. Exactly right. That you want to catch him when he thinks he's out of the woods.
Right.
And I think he'd be looking around in that moment.
So 2025, just randomly on a Tuesday in July.
Yes.
Could be.
You come in with a super soaker and we all just unleash. Like that scene out of RoboCop. We just all unleash.
I want that. Could water
be. That was a deep RoboCop reference. You didn't get that one at first, but it got there.
Just thinking so more cold. Total Recall. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
I went
okay.
RoboCop for a reason.
I want it to be like almost frozen, where you have to break the ice on the top of the water. I want.
Well, that's just mean.
Well, he didn't.
Well, we have to be there. There has to be an element of mean.
It just has to be an element of escalation.
And here's why: it's because I didn't start it.
Exactly.
I didn't do anything. I was here paying my taxes on time, even though I took that extension. Okay.
Wait a minute. How was it on time? What?
It wasn't on time. That was.
Oh, that's a bit?
That was kind of that. Yeah, that was kind of that.
Did I miss that tax bit? I haven't been around a while.
You missed that one, yes.
I was doing nothing. So the fact that he came at
you did
me,
him yourself?
What's that? No, no,
Chris
no,
is
no,
preoccupied
no.
with your tax.
Well,
I got
I'm just
no,
like,
no, I'm going to explain.
You're Alan Sliwa. You should have a staff of CPAs.
No, no, I will explain it.
You didn't take the phone deduction because you haven't paid a phone bill in 9 years.
Well,
so.
No, now it's different.
Well, now that you got the Google,
Google
Five. 7,
still
5.
Working.
Google 5.
I was worried about it.
It is still working. So I just, yeah, I needed an extension on my taxes for no reason other than I was lazy. That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, history would show not to talk about your taxes on the radio. That's where they seem to get you.
Yeah, you don't, you can't keep that stuff.
Yeah, bring it. Yeah. That's a joke.
IRS is a bunch of jumps. Yeah, those guys, they never catch anybody.
They're all talk.
All right, well, ESPNLAPickleball.com. Sign up right now and join us because this is going to sell out today. I don't know if there'll be spots available and by the time we get to Shit Ano and Cap this afternoon. So if you've got a buddy and you guys are like, hey, man, we play pickleball.
Yep.
We want to take down Travis Slee.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hit a pickleball right into Mason's. Oh, I was going to do the John Ironwood forehead, but you want to hit it into Mason. Does Mason play pickleball?
Not well.
He didn't. If he does,
is
you
Mason
going
to get hurt playing pickleball?
Well, that's what I said to Slee. I said, look, when we're talking about like the pairings in house here, right? Sonano and Cap could be a formidable opponent. Mason and Ireland, they're off the board right out of the jump because Mason's on the team. Mason's
oh, there's
not
no
going to be good at this.
Yeah. So.
And then, you know, Emily and Taylor, I don't know.
But you said Jorge and Berg
could be interesting.
Plus, the other crew members. Clinton, you know Clinton will be there. He's probably out there waiting for us right now.
Yates right now stretching.
We already have stretching. A tweet about the big CY in here somewhere that about him going Bobby Knight on everyone who doesn't give it 100% on the pickleball court.
And remember, DeMarco is really into it. So could you imagine DeMarco, maybe with Mason,
yeah,
just crushing it?
Is there, can we bring, is there a hoop out there that we can take on, you and I, two and two, any of the listeners
so
out there that
are
running their mouths?
So we are going to have Papa Shots. And this is happening, by the way.
Because I will post you up. I just want to pass the ball to you and let you do your thing.
But I do yoga now. It's a whole different ballgame.
I like how you think like yoga has just unlocked you becoming the next Jokic. Then all of a sudden, I do yoga. I'm ready to take on LeBron James.
I've told 19 people today. They're like, oh, Chris, welcome back. Happy New Year. Well, you know I do yoga. Anyway, Travis Tsuyo continues now.
Thank you, Chris. I like how he tried to hit me the ball, and it just went in the dead center of the window. Like not
yoga might be the hardest thing that any man or woman has ever performed.
I'm going to say this as a compliment to Chris. It's just not going to sound like one.
Yeah.
That I would have been afraid of doing yoga because I don't think that I could do it. I'm not flexible. I don't move well like that at all.
Has that changed?
But if Chris can do it, I think I can do it. That if he's able to do
he can do it.
I think I can too.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little bit taller than Chris, but mm-hmm. we're built similarly.
Yeah.
And if he can kind of get in those downward right. facing dog positions,
we're
I think
gonna,
I can do it.
We're going to start these yoga stories.
Have you?
A few years ago.
Yeah.
There was a studio in Atwater. I was living in Silver Lake, so Atwater's right next to it. And it was hot yoga.
Okay.
So it's the ones where it's basically...
It's like 120 degrees.
I was
going to
say,
there,
what
right?
is it, 100 degrees?
Yeah, it's
something
bad.
Like that. It's yeah. yeah.
I've been to a hot spin class, and that's also terrible.
All right, so you get, I mean, they're cycling through people there. So there's every classes are long as hell, too. Some of these classes are
how
60
long?
Minutes.
Ooh.
Some of these classes are like 90 minutes, something along those. I think I went to a 60-minute class. I went a couple different times. And there's a good 35 people in there. All right, so you got this just everybody brings their own mats, okay? Set up your mat. When I tell you if there was just a camera focused on me, it was the most like you think everybody is just looking at you. I mean, I'm watching dudes and some of these girls just so smooth and so every stretch is so perfect. I'm hyperventilating in the back, trying to see if nobody can see me. There's a mirror, you know, there's a mirror all the way. So everybody, like, even if they're not looking at me, they're just looking at me through the mirror. Yeah, that's a different world.
It looks impossible.
That's a different world.
And I'm not even talking about the things like where you get up on your head and your shoulders. And forget that. I'm talking about just hands on the floor, feet on the floor, back up in the air. That looks impossible to me. Like, I'm just talking the most basic yoga pose where, that what is that, downward facing dog? Is that what that is? Like, I don't think I could do that or hold that position for more than 5 seconds.
And super sweaty. You're going to slip all over
the place. That's what I mean. No, well, I would never do the hot one. That sounds miserable.
That's our next event. We're going to do a yoga session. They're going to turn this studio into 114 degrees.
So you said you did it a few times. Mm-hmm. You have not done it since?
No, I haven't done it in years.
You're out? It didn't stick?
It's actually really, 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 really good. I just don't have the patience to do it.
Who got you to go?
I don't have the patience. I think I went. I think I had just my own curiosity. I had a cousin of mine who would always go, so I was curious about it. It's supposed to be great for your body. A lot of these athletes, NBA players, a lot of these people do yoga.
Was it Cousin Slee?
No, hell no. Cousin Slee is not. Yeah, he's not going to a yoga.
So I have the next installment of our Golden Globe predictions. That everyone, yes, cue the music. So this one
Top
is
Top Gun.
Best motion picture, musical, or comedy. So in the Golden Globes, it's two different categories, drama and comedy. So here are the nominees. Babylon, Banshees of Inisherin.
Love that one.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery, and then Triangle of Sadness. All right.
What was the, I'm sorry, Emily, what was the very first one you said?
Babylon. All right, Al,
are you
going to
see it or no?
No.
Because it's 3 hours? Yeah. All 3 hours. Come on,
man. Almost all of these are very long movies.
This one's easy. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
All right, good choice. Trav?
I'll say Babylon because Margot Robbie's in it. That seems like a good reason to pick that one.
And Taylor?
Everything Everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, and I agree with Taylor and Alan. So we'll see. Anything.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we don't know anything at all.
We got it.
I mean,
biggest upset if Babylon won.
Everything All at Once, Everywhere is a fine film, but it's just, it can't hold a candle to the epic adventure that is Babylon.
And also, Banshees.
We should do a post game reaction streaming, you and I, of the Golden Globe Awards.
Banshees of Inisherin, I think that Taylor and Travis would like because it's like a curmudgeon-y old man in Ireland that wants to play music, and then it's it's about the story of like two friends, and they're both like curmudgeon-y old men. So I think that maybe you guys would like that.
Do they use Irish accents?
They do have Irish accents.
Is it Irish actors or is it American actors?
It's Irish actors. It's okay. Gleason and Colin Farrell. So
yeah,
it's very good.
When does Maverick 2 come out? I want to see that. That's
the sequel to the sequel.
Exactly. I guess it would be. Would it be Maverick 3? I guess would be the
or Top Gun 3 Goose. I don't know if there's
the Return of the Rooster or something. It sounds like Chinese.
Comes out in August.
Good. That'd be the next one I see. I just want to see the plane go fast. I want to see it shoot something. Tom Cruise to
ask him for much.
Make a couple of wise ass remarks and then get away and win. And by the way, Jennifer Connelly should be in the sequel too. She was the second best part of Maverick.
How many excuses do you have for the Rams?
Right now on my list, one, two, that's 11 as far as I can tell. Would you like to hear them?
Yes.
We'll do it next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That sound you hear, possibly, is Trav and Slee playing pickleball in the studio. Because the ESPN LA Pickleball Madness, by the way, it's live imaging Tuesday on Travis and Slee. Well, we've announced it. Go to ESPNLAPickleball.com. If you're a pickleball player, if your friend is, join us on Saturday, March 18th, 10 a.m. in the city of Found Valley. Going to the OC, Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square in Found Valley. We're going to press the flesh, party in the park. We're going to have food trucks, all kinds of stuff. So join us. Go to ESPNLAPickleball.com. Real quick, because I know you guys teased something. But, you know, Slee, Trav is sports guy. And let me tell you what this means.
Okay.
We happen to have two rackets and a pickleball in here to promote the event.
Yes.
He starts wanting to play pickleball. If there was a football, he's going to be like, oh, let's toss the football. Yeah. There's a baseball. Yep. He's sports guy. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, do something sportsy if there's a sports prop around.
I think that's fair.
If there was a bow and arrow, he's like, hey, Slee.
Turns into Katniss Everdeen.
Put an apple on your head and let me see if I can hit it.
There was a football. One time he had a football.
We know how that went in The Sopranos, by the way. And by the way, big anniversary today.
Ralphie, I thought he'd have fun.
That's right.
That was a tough episode. Because that was the episode when Tony got him.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, I found him like this. Travis and Slee, what continues now?
Slee. I think that we are going to do all right.
Yeah, we're okay.
We went from like three or four back and forth. We got close to 20 in a very close environment. We're going to be fine. We're going to do really well in this. I'm as bullish on Team Trav and Slee as I've been. This is good.
There's going to be some ringers out there. You know that. We'll find that out.
Real pickleball players will wipe the floor with us. But the station people,
Even though I've never played in my life, you think we're fine?
Yeah, look, the fact that you were able to control the ball back to me.
Well, it's hand-eye coordination here.
You did, and I was happy to see it, and that's good.
Okay.
Not everybody has that. Usually you can tell within a smack or two whether or not it's going to work out. I'm excited.
And me and Morales will play anybody in Southern California 2-on-2 basketball.
He said pop a shot. They're not bringing in like a real hoop.
We still play half court and pop a shot. Why are you guarding him? It's Papa Shot. The hoop is churning.
I could just see you grinding on the Papa Shot machine. Just like, okay, I'm five points short of the high score. You're just spending the rest of the night out there jacking up shots trying to get it.
Alan, the promotion's over. You can go home.
When I first got hired by 710, believe it or not, almost 8 years ago, my co-host at the time, Kelvin Washington, and I, we went and did an appearance out at Morongo out in Palm Springs on your way to Palm Springs, and we were there doing our thing, and they had a pop a shot machine set up next to our thing. Every break, Kelvin would go up there and try to break the high score. Pop, like, you know, we got a show to do right here. Hold on, I'm gonna get it this time.
Here's the thing,
those
things are addicting. I've gone, remember I told you I went to what do you call it, Magic Mountain or Six Flags? You call it Magic Mountain.
Magic Mountain.
Went to Magic Mountain. I'm an annual pass holder, by the way, just for those who don't know. I was getting roped into, they have the hoop where you got to hit it perfectly.
It's barely bigger than the ball.
Got to hit it perfectly. Got roped into that. Did the five balls for $10.
Value.
Why didn't you just get the two balls for $5, Alan? And then I went and did the other one, which is a real half court that they have. Go take the threes. I was getting roped. I lost more money there than I did with my admission tickets.
I can just see Lady Slee like, can we please go on Colossus? And you're like, no, I have to make 3 out of 5 threes before we can go on Colossus.
We're not having dinner.
I have to sit here. I'm not leaving until I get a fuzzy dice or whatever the prize was that you were trying to win.
Fuzzy dice.
I liked your ability. Bergman, can you play pickleball?
I've never played one time in my life. Okay. But knowing that I'm pretty athletic and Jorge is pretty athletic, I don't know if we're playing together, but I assume we are. We're going to kill people.
Do you want to do some play-by-play here of two professionals playing pickleball?
Here we go. All right, Sliwa, one going two, three, four, five, and Sliwa just slammed a ball way over Travis's head.
I almost took out the corner of my laptop trying to dig one out of the dirt.
I love that you guys tried, but that was awful.
No, that was pretty awful. Good. No, you wait and see. Go ahead, though.
One, two, three, four, 5. Okay, 6. Sliwa is having a little bit of trouble on the on coming back to Travis.
But let's focus on the fact that I'm playing backhanded exclusively right here.
Why are you playing only backhanded?
Because over here is bad news. I'm going to break all the cameras. The ball's got to
move over a little bit.
You got to hit your spots.
Move your body to the left a little bit. All right, so here we go. Sliwa 1. And just didn't even make it to Travis that time.
That would have been me going to the Apple Store had I tried to dig that one out. Here we go again.
Try that one more time. All right, you're going to go backhand from Travis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Too hard. Again, too hard from Saliba. But
that's not bad in here.
No, that's not that bad. Sitting down and moving is not that bad. And Travis, you're going back and forth. You're going front hand, backhand, backhand.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I was a Division I scholarship athlete, all CIF, night class in 1989. Like, there's a resume here of athletic achievement. Yeah.
So, I think
I was flag football sportsmanship of the year award at Kennedy Rec Center.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And then there was this.
Does Travis go deep? Travis goes deep!
They're just in. And then there's my undefeated record against John Ireland, my undefeated record in chugging beer. I'm basically undefeated here at 7-10.
Except for Mandy's. With no Mandy Award.
Zero Mandy's. You did win, what was it, the man of the year?
Yeah, but I didn't get the trophy. Like something like that. Every man or something like that. But
Every man award. Yeah.
Recognition.
I'll bring in my all-CIF certificate tomorrow, Sleece, so you can see it.
I actually think you guys will be decent. If you're going back and forth like that, I just want to know.
Here's the difference. Al's going to kind of slow play. It will be decent. We're going to be better than decent. We're going to be okay. We're going to be the best team here at the station. We will not be the best team there because there will be pickleball people there that will dust us.
Yep.
But we will be the best team at this. Who's going to beat us?
Me and Jorge.
You said you've never played.
Doesn't matter.
I saw you field ground balls.
No, that's a totally different thing. That's a totally different thing.
No, it's not. It's basic athleticism.
Tennis and I can absolutely. I'm athletic enough. But Sliwa, I'm just worried about where you're going to place it, like how your placement is going
to be.
We'll
be fine. Yeah, we'll be fine.
I feel like we're both breathing a little harder.
Yeah, you guys are breathing hard already. Can we be the best at the station? You're breathing hard already?
Well, I just don't understand why the station would ask us to be as athletic as we are and then also talk right after that.
Well, it's on a Saturday.
Asking for a lot.
It's on a Saturday, so.
No, I'm talking about right now.
Oh, yeah,
I can feel. Nobody
asked you to do that. You guys decided to do that.
I feel my heart beating a little bit faster than it probably should.
We're
going to be the best at the station. I got some time. I got till March. And the training regimen starts.
March, the day before?
2 weeks before. I got a lot of things.
Be honest, how many days are you actually going to train for this? Days.
If you just went and played 2 or 3 times before we play, that's enough.
Fair. Are you going to go play before that date?
Are we being honest?
Yes, 100%. It's Tuesday. On Mason Island, it's called Tuesday.
Okay. In the interest of Tuesday... I'm going to play a little bit.
Yeah, I'll play.
Because it's not just, I can play the game. I can hit the ball. I know how to do that. The problem is, and don't love saying this out loud, but it's true. I am so grossly out of aerobic shape that even pickleball will wipe me out. So I need to get some legs underneath me so I can survive multiple rounds when we keep advancing, Al.
Yeah.
I don't want us to get knocked out because I can't hold my own.
If we put odds on you guys, like what would be the odds to get out of the first round?
Well, here's my question. You know, there's like AAU tournaments, right? They only can play the kids so many games in one day.
Do we have a cap? If you go to the finals, you're going all the way to the finals.
Because, you know, we have family members.
Here's the thing, and we'll figure all this stuff out, I'm sure. You need to go to ESPN LA pickleball.com to sign up for this, and people are going to sign up. There's going to be very good pickleball players. We could get into a situation, Slee, where our first round match could be against a team that's really good, and somebody else could play against a team that's not particularly good. We need to find a way for those of us in here to compete with each other because we're not going to play each other in the early rounds, I wouldn't think.
No, we're not going to play each other in the early rounds, but I think what's happening, except for like the staff, like Emily and Taylor could play Jorge and me at some point in that bracket, but they won't be in the normal bracket. And also when you register, you kind of say what level you are.
Yeah, well, people will cheat like crazy in that because that's what people do.
They'll go low or go high.
No, they'll sandbag it, right? Like for instance, in golf, if you say, hey, Alan and I theoretically could play golf against one another
with handicaps, and
if I said to him, what's your handicap, and Al's up 20, and I say, oh, I'm an 18, well, I'm not an 18, right? And so I would beat him every time. But if he says he's a 50 when he's a 20, he would beat, you can lie.
We work on the honor system.
I do everything based on my three-point percentage. So even this, when you say, how are you in pickleball, I say 41% three-point shooter.
Which is, by the way, this is why I try and argue with people, and I think I argued with you too, Travis. Sliwa would beat DeMarco Farr at a three-point shooting contest.
I don't think that's
true. We know that.
No, I'm right.
Know that.
I don't know that at
all. He thinks DeMarco would beat you because he was an athlete.
Know what?
I'm just kidding. I know you said the other way.
Yeah, no, I'm taking that you would beat DeMarco in a race because DeMarco is overweight and he's probably not at his fighting speed.
Weight does not have anything to do with speed.
Here's the problem with it.
Yeah, you notice a lot of guys built like me in the 100 meters.
I have seen plenty of big. I've seen a lot of big guys just destroy people.
Can I tell you something? The one thing that I was like, you know, DeMarco can hit jumpers. When he said, I don't get off the ground, but I hit my jumpers. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like somebody that hits jumpers. When you don't get off the ground, you don't need to.
I need to get my legs under me for the tournament. And so I'm looking eyeball to eyeball, co-host to co-host. I'm telling you this.
On the iPad or?
I will be in not good shape, but decent shape by the time we get to this thing.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Good.
That'll be what happened. Jorge and I are going to beat you. But I will not look like this.
Bergman used to do yoga all the time, he said.
I did. I used to do
hot yoga. We're not doing a yoga competition. You got to hit things with a stick. Okay, we're not going to
hit things with a stick.
Look,
I went 3-for-3 in the softball game.
I can sit there and do the lotus butterfly. Check me out. We're playing pickleball.
People have seen Chris today at the office. Like, Chris, man, great to see you. How was your holidays? I do yoga.
You guys heard I do yoga, right?
We've been talking about it. I picture him as the serve is happening. He's in, downward facing dog, getting ready to receive the serve.
He's going to go to the grocery store, cash or credit. I do yoga. Do you know that? Did you know I do yoga?
All right.
Didn't get to hear the excuses, man.
They're still here. Look, right there. That's the excuse list. I had to write small because there's so many of them. They wouldn't all fit on the page. But we're going to do a little factor cap coming up next. I'll get you all my excuses because they're good ones, Slee. It's an explanation for why you lose 12 games after winning the Super Bowl. It's all coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, so I missed the last segment a little bit. So we're all going. You guys think that Greg is gonna beat you guys? What's happening here?
No, I told Greg during the breakout that I need him to go back to. Remember when he started talking to me about the beer chugging contest? He's like, "No, I'm pretty good." I'm like, "Greg, you don't want any part."
Technically,
of this.
He won that one. Go back to the video.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to the video. It's there are certain things that I know I can do okay in, and I think I can do okay in this.
One of them is the 40. Your
the 40 ounce, yes, not the 40 yards.
And pickleball.
I'll be all right.
This actually looks like a fun game.
It's okay.
It's kind of fun.
This will be fun.
What's funner, ping pong or this?
Ping pong is better game. Pong. So do I. I like to play ping pong too. But when was the last time you played ping pong sober?
Actually, within maybe the last year.
Okay. But more often than not, you've had a few beers or drinks when you're playing ping pong. Backyard barbecues, these sorts of things.
Yeah.
Ping pong is fun because you're already in a good mood, and now you're playing a little ping pong.
Yeah.
This is not a good drinking game, but we may find a way to work around that.
All right. So Hannah Brown spoke on a podcast. She was on this show called The World's Toughest Test, like Special Forces.
Oh, yeah.
So she was on it, and she's on it with Dwight Howard. So she said that Dwight Howard was, quote, a fart machine, and that he just farted all the time, and she does not care for it that much. So you would rather someone be a big burper than be a big farter. Travis, Factor Cap.
We really gotten to this point of Factor Cap.
Yes, we have.
That's what we're doing right now. I don't. Is there anybody that would choose the Dwight Howard side of the equation as opposed to the other? Look, they're both kind of gross, but a burp is not even in the same universe as the other thing, right? Now, give me the burpee guy before Dwight Howard.
I'm taking burping as well. The one thing I will say, some people who burp, like, if it's going to happen, there's a way to do it. There's a way to be quiet, subtle about it. Other people, just like their whole body like starts moving. I'm like, relax, just a burp. take burping over the other stuff.
Taylor?
Oh, not much to add. Give me the burp.
All right. So this happened last night at halftime of the Georgia-TCU College Football National Championship game. Taylor, can you play it?
And Georgia, obviously, you've seen in the past couple seasons now, really, they've taken hold of college football. They did an unbelievable job. This is a young football team. This isn't an old football team with a bunch of guys losing. Now, listen, the NFL can take its chunk out of anything.
All right, so what you can't see is that Nick Saban is standing sitting right next to Pollock at this point in time, and so it'd take a lot of, you know what, to maybe say that to Nick Saban's face.
Courage.
So you would like to know what was going on in Nick Saban's head here. Alan, fact or cap?
It's funny about Saban. I'll go fact. I think I have a good idea what's going on through his head, but you said something about Saban yesterday I'd never really kind of spent that much time on. Kind of got a little bit of a personality.
He does.
Dry sense of humor. Actually pretty good in that seat. Nobody's going to know the game better than he does.
I'd say very good. I think he's excellent at it.
And just kind of that dry sense of humor. But anytime there's awkward moments like that, you're just kind of curious what's going on through somebody else's mind.
Yeah, it's fact for me too. I think I know what's going on. I think, look, Nick Saban is, you know, if you have lined up everybody in the world as far as least competitive to most competitive, he's almost all the way near the end of the line.
Yep.
But whatever spaces were available for him to move over happened when he heard David Pollock say that. Nick Saban gets up every morning trying to be a little better than the day he was before, mm-hmm. and David Pollock made that a little bit easier for him to do. David Pollock is right. Georgia is what he said, but to say it in front of Nick Saban, like you said, does take some balls, and it was also one of those things Nick said, oh, okay, let's see what happens next year. Nick, do not yank on Nick Saban's chain. Mm. That's a bad idea. Rat poison indeed.
Taylor?
Cap, I don't care what's in, you know, what's going on in Nick's head, but the fact that he's there, isn't that kind of just tacky? He's like, hey guys, I'm still here, you know, reminding recruits to come to Alabama. I mean, it's just,
well, that's
like,
why he's there, right? He's there, yeah. Georgia can go score 65 points in the title game, but he's sitting there, hey, I'll call you right after the game.
The same guy that after one of their national championships was getting interviewed, and he's talking about, you know, we just got to get ready. There's already talking about after they won the national championship that they're already paying attention to next season. So I think any advantage he can get, he's going to take
it. There was a story that, like, after they won the national title one year, that they had a parade or something back in Tuscaloosa when they got there, and he didn't want to do it because it was going to cut into the recruiting time. It's like, Nick, I think the national championship parade is a pretty good recruitment tool. I think that's a pretty good way
to
recruit
them to the parade.
You even hate parades, so.
Well, I'm more team Nick Saban on that one, yeah.
Right. All right, so Taylor got... He was in a situation where he was getting upsold to. So, Taylor, you want to tell him about the situation?
Yeah, yesterday I went to the optometrist, went to the eye doctor. I have pretty bad eyes, and it was kind of, you know, I was overdue for an appointment. I needed some new contacts, so the optometrist is first trying to sell me on LASIK really hard. And I was like, oh, you know, not today, just trying to get some contacts. And then after that, he's automatically assuming I'm just going to buy some contacts from him and, you know, trying to sell me like 48 boxes or something. I don't know what it was, like some deal. And I'm just going to buy them from somebody else. So I just kindly told him, you know, I made up a little lie. I said, oh, yeah, my paycheck's not going to be in for a while, so I think I'll get those later in the week. And he just, you know, he let me off the hook. But I couldn't stand it, honestly, the upsell.
Yeah. So if someone tries to upsell you, you always stand firm with what you had going into the conversation. Taylor, fact or cap?
Yep, fact. I usually just make up a little way to get out of it.
Travis?
I'm saleable, if that's a word. I listen. If you have a pitch to me on why this is better than the thing I was thinking about, I'll listen. I don't always get it, but I do listen. Unless it's something really down and dirty that you just need. Like, I need new, I don't even know what to say. I need tires. It's for a crummy car, and I just need this car to run for another year or two. I don't need to worry about, you know, 100,000 more miles coming off these tires. I'll listen to it. Why not? Because sometimes there's actually some value in there. The eye doctor is not one of those things, Taylor. You did the right thing. Those guys are trying to absolutely jam you every single time.
So I'll use the eye doctor as an example. If I felt like this dude's actually, like, he's looking out for me, maybe that's going a little bit too far. He's doing his job, and he's trying to get a sale. But if it's too pushy, there's nothing worse than somebody that is overselling something, that somebody's going out of their way, where you kind of almost feel like, come on, this doesn't feel authentic. But if they're good at what they do and you feel like, all right, I'm comfortable with this person, I'm okay with buying whatever it is.
He said he listens to KJM too, so I hope he's not.
Well, maybe. It's Golden Globes tonight. It's also, you know, Mandy's is in our future. Maybe we'll win one this year. So
don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. Very hesitant towards that one.
If you had to give an acceptance speech, you know what kind of speech you would give. Travis, Patrick Cap.
Yes. You've heard me say this before. Whether it's an acceptance speech at a Mandy's, a best man speech, any of these type of things, you have to give a toast at a party, whatever it may be. Short, funny if you can, get off the stage, hand off the microphone. That's it. Just have it be brief. If you've got a good joke, a quick little story, tell the story, move on to the next thing. Yes, there's an art to doing that, and it always includes brevity.
All right, Cap, that I would not kind of, I think there's something about in the moment, just kind of saying how you feel, right? But you don't have to plan it out. Like if I'm sitting there, well, the appetizers were great, huh? Am I right? Like that's, and anytime somebody's kind of reading something off, it's a little bit, I could use it. I don't mind if it's kind of keeping you in line of where you're going. Rambling is really bad. If you're trying to crack a joke and it's not a good joke, that's really bad. But if you kind of just say what's on your mind and then move on and it's over, but it's like, okay, hey, that was pretty good. And then they clap and it's over. But sure, we don't have to worry about that because they gave out 94 awards and we didn't get one.
You got one. You got beef of the year.
Technically. Yeah. Technically.
Fact, yeah, I have an idea. It would be short. Pretty short.
We believe you.
What if Taylor went for like 10 minutes and they're like, get him off, the guy's gotta
you
go.
You know, when I moved to Los Angeles from Iowa, I just really thought that there was an opportunity for me here, just kind of laying it all out there. I would love it.
Who would have thought?
So one of my favorite commercials running right now is the Progressive commercials where they pretend like you become your parents and you're like, they all kind of walk
great
around
campaign.
Like, so you have a moment where you knew you were becoming like your parents. Travis, Patrick Cap.
Yeah, it's called when you have your first kid. That's the moment when we all turn into our parents. It's not so much buying the house, which is a little bit of that kind of moment. It's when you have to parent another person, when you are responsible for another person emotionally, financially, safety-wise, all of these things. You realize all that stuff that your parents said to you when you were a kid, you're like, that doesn't even make any sense. It makes perfect sense. The second there were two people in the room and now there are three, everything to a boop, done. It happens that fast.
All right, Cap, for me, and I think that's the missing piece there. So once you have kids, then I think I will definitely become my parents. At this point, I'm still like, oh, I know everything. Not really, but you know what I mean.
Taylor?
Fact, yeah. When I hit puberty and my voice dropped, I started picking up the phone at home, and some farmer would start talking to me like, oh, hey, Tim, how you doing? You know, just like it's my dad. And I think that's when it hit me.
Have you guys had the one, and Emily, maybe this goes for you and your mom. Have you had this, Al, where you're shaving or something, or you're driving the car, and you catch a glimpse of yourself out of the corner of your eye, and do you look like your dad? I've a couple of times where you can't like look directly in your reflection, but just corner of the rear view mirror, someone's like, oh my gosh, that looks a lot like my dad.
So a lot of people have told me I look like my dad. We go to my parents' house. There's a picture of my pops when he was probably in his mid-30s, something like that, or maybe it might have been early 40s. And anybody who sees it is like, oh my gosh, I don't see it.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
You'll
some people always say it. I
didn't see it.
It.
And then all of a sudden when I started to lose my hair a little bit, you get a little crow's feet.
Maybe that's why. Because he had a good head of hair.
Oh, did dad have hair?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as he got older.
What about your mother's father?
Great hair.
Oh, because that's typically where it comes from.
Great hair.
Told.
I was told at the barber growing up, you're going to have great hair.
Hair like Tommy Lamb. Look at all that
hair.
Yeah,
Tommy's got a lot.
I look like that.
Tommy's got a lot.
He's got all of the hair. The excuse machine, Slee. It's ready. I'm ready to do it. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed. It is a live Imaging Tuesday on Travis and Sliwa.
Grab your paddle, Al.
Oh, we're doing this again?
Don't. All right. How many right now?
We'll get seven.
All right.
If you are not watching this live on YouTube, that almost came out.
I only got three. That didn't
search
go
ESPN
well.
LA on YouTube and watch the show live, the return of Live Imaging Tuesday. And it's back for 2023. And you know what else is different in 2023, Slee?
What's that?
I do yoga now.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know.
I got a sign for it, too.
Okay, you got to walk us through. Give me...
So here's the thing. I think I've talked about this before. I am more of a North American cut fellow.
Yeah.
My life is very stressful at times. It's not this show that stresses me out as much as the other shows.
Okay.
So I have a lot of knots in my body. As I've gotten older, I never knew what a knot was until I hit 30. Now I know what a knot is. That's amazing. Who did
There's
that one?
A tweet that just came up from Dan Wynn with Chris in an ESPN LA tank top doing some yoga. That's
Dan's the same
terrific.
Guy that gave me Charger tattoos.
Yeah, we're
going
to be retweeting this one right about now.
So Travis is retweeting that. You can follow him at Travis Rogers. I'm sure ESPN LA will. So I got a lot of knots. I'm under a lot of stress.
Okay.
And I've been seeing a trigger point therapist for years, and a trigger point therapist is basically somebody who goes very hard on the knots.
Yep.
But this isn't like a typical massage. You don't take off your clothes or anything. You keep your clothes on because he goes. It's not a relaxing massage. It's a painful massage.
Do you take off your clothes?
I don't.
Where just because you feel like I want to take
because, So he's digging into those knots like I'm screaming in pain. And about 2 months ago, he finally said, "Chris, you're too tight. Your muscle, it's too tight. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out something else because I can't even do my work on you." And I'm like, "Well, that's reached a critical point of like you're too tight for the trigger point therapist."
Well, you're not good enough at your job. That's what I would have told him.
So our new owner here, part of the Good Karma family, Sam Pines. By the way, happy birthday, Sam!
Happy birthday, Sam!
He said you should do yoga. There we go, a little Stevie for your Tuesday while it's wet outside. He said you should try yoga. And I'm like, nah, I'm not a yoga guy. He's like, no, try yoga. Plus, it's going to improve your golf game. So I had a friend. She's a big yoga person.
Okay.
She turned me on to her because I'm like, I'm not going to classes. She's like, why don't you come over to a class with me and you can do it all online. She's a member at something. And changed my life. Now, for the first 2 weeks, I almost vomited every time I did yoga.
How long is it?
60-minute classes.
Are you just panting hard the whole time?
I'm not panting. Why? I'm just breathing more.
You just
more.
Said you were about
He's
to
not
vomit.
Sprinting.
I'm breathing more intensely.
To the point of vomiting?
Because all those knots and all that tension was releasing, and that's all toxins. It's toxins, okay?
Yeah, well,
can I? If you're not in the. Trav, you don't understand. You're not in the
yoga community. Okay. Well, he's not in the yoga community.
Right. Yeah. So for the first few weeks.
I'm not in the yoga community.
I would like almost vomit. And then when I'd get done, I'd try to drink as much water to flush them out. And then
I'm
going to
go
just,
to
like,
a class.
I would pass it. We should go.
I'm going to go to another one.
Let's,
I haven't been
let's hit
years.
The pickleball court first. And then you pickleball well, first,
it's
yoga
gonna
second.
Help.
Right,
it's going to help after. Pickleball.
I just like but to here's, get to my thing first.
But it did really change. I mean, you should see my golf swing now. Off the tee.
You know
Trav
what?
Saw it a little bit over the holidays. We played one day.
I hate to say. I shouldn't say I hate to say it. I did
no,
see it firsthand.
It.
His tempo, which was before inconsistent, shall we say,
yep.
has become.
That was also under influence of alcohol a lot of times.
Well, yeah.
But
I mean,
when you're
that's
a yoga lifestyle, you don't drink as much.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. Plus, well, I also took up the intermittent fasting hard on this break from live.
This guy goes like 20 hours without eating.
Yeah. Sedano and Corporate Greg turned me on to that. And that's changed a lot of things, too.
Will there be a time where you decide?
Did I say, hey, Slee, let's just catch a hot yoga class real quick? Possibly.
Okay. Aside from that. But will there be a time
hey, Slee,
that you decide?
Because I heard the other segment when you are committed to getting me on a basketball court.
I just think we could play anybody 2-on-2 that wants to come out there. Oh, there's all these guys that can play basketball in Southern California.
But yeah,
can you do it against me in Morales?
I hurt my finger pretty bad on the basketball court in November.
Right,
yeah, so it's a level grade A sprain. Is that grade A or would it be grade D?
I think A is worse than D.
So A, it's grade A.
Have you ever? So you have not been to a yoga class yet? Where
not
there's
officially.
Like 30 people.
A lot of people want me to go, I think, because they want to see that.
I don't know if you can say you're in the lifestyle, Chris, if you haven't done it in front of other yoga-ers.
Let me tell you, once I decided I was doing yoga, that Amazon truck came quick to my home with a mat, a roll, a big one of those big giant ones, blocks. I got a strap that I stretch on.
It's got now, everything.
You need, but I'm going to need you in a class with people. Then you're a member of the community.
But this
you
got to
be a member of the community. Community does not
I'm
exist
a member
of one
of a
person.
Website. And it's a real yoga studio.
It's like Peloton if you're spinning at home.
But that's what I mean. There's Peloton community, and then there's
those
people.
Do you not people that spin at home? Corporate Greg spins at home.
It's not quite the same as if you're one of those guys in the tight shorts on the side of the road on Saturday morning. That's a different community.
You're anti-yoga people.
No, I'm not. I'm anti-community that
doesn't
really exist.
There's a lot of yoga people. Tune in 10 a to 1:15.
Yeah, that's our demographic.
Well, Mace is a big yoga guy. He's like
a yoga
master.
Yeah, he's a yogi.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're called.
He's got like the equivalent of a stage 4 black belt in Taekwondo, but in yoga.
All I'm asking is
Did you know Sedano's got a black belt in Taekwondo?
Yeah, I found that one out recently. All I'm asking for is with a class. It's comical, bro. When I'd look in the mirror and I'm like, no way you look this stupid. And I'm talking about myself. And I think everybody's looking at me. It was 175 degrees. degrees.
We still haven't fixed those mics over the last 175
degrees in there.
By the way, you handled that pretty smoothly.
You just can't touch it. You just can't touch the
guys,
mic.
Guys, let's cut that up for the Mandy's sizzle reel.
Scooped it up.
Just and can't touch that mic.
No, Emily, you do spin, right?
Yeah, I go.
But like, you're not a yoga person.
No, I don't like it.
Taylor?
I've tried it.
You don't like it?
No, not really.
All right.
Well,
I don't like people telling me to breathe. That's my main
need that
thing.
I think the overriding theme, Em, is that you don't like people telling you to do anything.
Yes,
whether it's to breathe or to relax or to anything else. You just do not like instruction.
Relax.
Right, and exactly. A lot of yoga, it's like, relax. And just
on that note, Travis and Sweetwood continues now.
Thank you, Chris.
Excuses.
We don't have enough time. We only got like 2 minutes left. I don't have nearly enough time to fit in all of my Rams excuses. That's going to take a full segment. Sleep.
I love how you refuse.
Oh, I didn't refuse. I made the list. I've shown you the list. I'll give it to you during the break, and you can silently take it in for yourself. I do have a couple of tweets I want to read. This is from Chris Holmes. He says, Dennis Schroeder, I won't be good. I'll be great. Travis Rogers, I won't be in good shape, but I'll be in decent shape.
I'll be
set
really
the bar low,
shape.
And you'll always clear it. Way to shoot low, Trav. Look, I need to be to the point where I won't hurt myself. That was my fear at the softball game, that I might actually do something that would end up with me on one of those carts,
nope.
Right? Tear an Achilles or something like that. This is, I got to move a little bit. Not a ton, but just enough side to side, front to back. I need to be able to cover a little ground.
So what are we wearing?
That photo is amazing.
Which one? Of Chris?
The Dan Wynn.
Oh, yeah. It's terrific. What are we wearing as far as our pickleball uniform?
Yeah, so if you got to move, you got to be available. So we got short shorts for Slee.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Well, there's this one. It said, Slee, definitely this is from John of Fullerton. Slee, you got to wear short shorts. Trav, don't. That's all it said.
Wear jeans.
I think we keep our uniform under wraps until we debut it at
khakis.
The event.
That you're thinking?
I think so. I don't think we need to spill the beans on that. I think
no,
we'll work
team,
on our wardrobe.
We do our own stuff.
Yeah,
yeah I like that, actually.
We'll workshop some things, and we'll
figure it out.
We
should budget like a grand each for our wardrobe.
So when I told you we were playing, I was playing tennis with a couple of friends. We were playing kind of regularly.
Is that Versace?
And I decided I was going to be a wise guy, right? And I went to the Nike store and looked at their because I wanted to get like a head-to-toe white outfit, like the white tennis shorts, the short ones, the white shoes, the white, like the whole thing, head-to-toe, look like Roger Federer, kind of, but only ridiculous. Way too expensive. Like the joke, I was looking for like a $30 joke. It would have been like a $500 joke. I'm like, it's not that funny. I'm only funny to about $30. The rest of it, I'm not doing it.
That's going to happen with getting back at John. John didn't spend a dime. He just had water. I'm going to end up like overthinking everything. I lost $6,000 in this. I'm down $6,000.
It needs to be
lawsuits.
Yeah. And I got to pay attorney fees.
You need to wait. That's number one, which I think you're on board with, right? It needs to be at least twice as vicious as what he did to you, at least.
Fair. Completely
and,
fair.
And it needs to be something that's done over time. And what I mean by that is you need to really think about it. We don't have to come up with it today or next week or next month.
Yeah.
We could be sitting here a year from now still thinking about it. It needs to be delivered with absolute cold and just completely devoid of emotion.
You know what we need? And we'll stay quiet on this so not too many people hear it. We need like what happens in jail ideas.
That's up to you, I guess.
Payback. What do they do there? And we will... We'll write it down.
On that note, we'll do a little Rams excuse machine. That's coming up next. Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.